Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, find the ceiling. Four things to know. One, optimize for cost by rationing or for outcomes by investing. Two, social limits constrain capabilities more than budgets do. Three, understand top users to reproduce capability lifts. Four, an investment reveals the true cost of saturation. Now, the piece. You're sitting in the boardroom for the third quarter budget review. The vice president of agile transformation just spent the last 45 minutes getting taken apart over the line item for agile coaches. 16 coaches, 18 months. And the slide that was supposed to defend them has six metrics on it that the chief financial officer does not consider metrics. The room knows this is theater. The vice president knows this is theater. He pivots before he closes his laptop and offers to embed four of his coaches with the cloud migration team to help unblock the cross-functional collaboration model. Your senior vice president of cloud operations does not let him finish. We don't need more people who can't code or do. The chief financial officer does not stop writing. The chief executive officer does not look up. The next 20 minutes belong to cloud ops anyway. The migration is six quarters late. The network redesign is on hold because the team has not figured out how to back out the last set of identity changes without breaking customer integrations. And the cloud bill is 12% over plan because the legacy footprint is still running in parallel. He is also paying overage to the old data center company on a contract he was supposed to have terminated last year. The chief financial officer is taking notes with the kind of precision that means somebody is being asked for a separate one-on-one before close of day. The chief product officer goes after that with the slide the product management group always brings to the third quarter review. Another reorganization and another offsite dressed up as a quarterly cadence of cross-functional alignment workshops meant to keep the roadmap connected to the strategy. The chief financial officer does not look up. You have seen this slide three quarters in a row. Nothing in it is wrong, technically, but nothing in it has shipped a feature either. You're up next, and for the first time in 3 years of these meetings, you have real numbers. Not the get-off-the-stage kind, the teams that doubled their month-over-month spend on AI for building software ship considerably more measurable value than the teams that did not. You have the AI spend matched against the delivery outcomes at the team level. You have the cost of delay math, which is the dollars the company misses for every day. A feature is not in production, calculated against the revenue or savings the feature would unlock. You have the math on what the top spending teams produce for what they cost. You have the winning numbers. You should not be nervous. You're nervous anyway. You're also leading a transformation. The difference is yours is the one that is actually working. The agile vice president just spent the last 45 minutes making the room allergic to anyone asking for more money on a transformation. The cloud ops scene did not undo it. The product management slide did not undo it. You're about to walk into the version of the room those three made asking for more money on a transformation, and the only thing that separates your line item from theirs is the spreadsheet on the second tab. You're about to ask the room for more money. You're going to call it finding the ceiling. If the version of you sitting in the chair has not yet pulled the winning numbers together, this is the wrong room to be sitting in this quarter. Read the audit posture piece first. Come back when the spreadsheet is in your laptop bag. Here is what is coming in. The order it will come because every executive team grills in the same sequence. The chief financial officer goes first. His question is the audit posture question. Walk me through the run rate trajectory on this line. Same engineer cost us nothing in 2022 and $1,400 last month. Where does this sit in 12 months, and what is the floor under the $1,400? If you cannot match the AI spend outcomes the board already recognizes, you're giving him the agile coach defense from 45 minutes earlier, and he will treat your line the same way. The chief financial officer is not actually asking about run rate. He is testing whether you can defend the spend on output, because that is the only defense he is allowed to accept inside the audit framework his finance organization runs on. Your answer is not a defense of the $1,400. It is a redirect. That team beat their delivery commitment for the entire quarter. They got out of the data center 6 weeks early, worth $112,000 against the legacy overage rate finance is paying right now. They shipped the pricing engine 11 days early, worth $9,636 in margin, captured at the rate the pricing strategy team has on file. And they shipped two retention features the customer success team has modeled at $321,000 of first-year retention lift attributed to this quarter. Against the cohort, the customer success team is measuring three contributors, three sources, three numbers a finance team can audit total benefit, $442,636 against $34,000 in AI spend on the team's quarter. The return is approximately $13 back for every dollar. And I have the spreadsheet. I want four more teams running this way by fourth quarter. The chief financial officer will glance at the chief executive officer for a beat, then ask you for the spreadsheet. You hand it to him. The spreadsheet has two columns matched on team, quarterly AI spend on one side, delivery against commitment, infrastructure milestones, and the product team's customer value scoring on the other. The winning numbers are the deliverable. He has been asking for two quarters whether the AI invoice is producing anything, and you're the first leader who walked in with them. He follows up, walk me through the 13-to-1. You walk him through it. That team is eight engineers. The team's total cost, including salaries, benefits, and overhead, for the quarter is roughly $1.6 million. The AI spend across the same quarter was about $34,000, roughly 2% on top of what the team already costs us. Now run that against what the team actually delivered. They got out of the data center 6 weeks before the migration team had scheduled them at the legacy overage rate. Finance is paying right now, that is $112,000 of avoided overage in the quarter, attributed to this team's early exit. They came in 11 days early on the pricing engine, and the pricing engine lifts margin by 0.4% on $80 million of annual revenue. That feature is worth about $876 a day. Every day it sits in the backlog instead of in production. 11 days at $876 is $9,636 of margin captured early. The two product features they shipped are tied to a $321,000 first-year retention lift on the customers who got them, attributed to this quarter, against the customer success team's measured cohort. Total benefit, $442,636. Total AI spend on the team's quarter, $34,000. The return is approximately $13 back for every dollar in. The number is not theoretical. It is on the second tab of the spreadsheet with assumptions and source citations on the third. You hand the chief financial officer the slide. It looks like this. The first column is quarterly profit and loss for team number one, eight engineers. The second is source and the third is value. For pricing engine shipped 11 days early, the source is $876 per day times 11 days. Pricing strategy team's rate and the value is $9,636 for data center exit 6 weeks early. The source is legacy overage rate finance is paying and the value is $112,000. For two retention features, year one lift attributed to quarter, the source is customer success team's measured retention cohort and the value is $321,000. The total quarterly benefit has no source, and the value is $442,636. AI for building software spend, quarter has the source token invoice, eight engineers times quarter, and the value is negative $34,000. The net quarterly benefit has no source, and the value is $408,636. The return on investment has the source, $442,636 divided by $34,000, and the value is approximately 13-to-1. The chief financial officer writes that down. The chief operating officer goes second. She watched the agile coach line item eat 18 months of organization change without producing a number anybody could defend, and she is not interested in another transformation theater performance. Her question is operational. How do you know this is reproducible? Your answer is the mechanism. We remove the cap. The typical engineer in this organization has been running at $1,400 a month on AI because that is the cap they were observing. The social cap, not the budget cap. They did not know they were allowed to spend more, so they did not on the cohort we are scaling. We tell them there is no per engineer ceiling. We replace the individual cap with a program level envelope, the maximum the company is willing to spend to find out where the ceiling actually sits. Inside the envelope, an engineer spends what they need to ship. We do not run a training program. We do not bring in a coach. We give them the permission. And we watch what. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.